From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. Wouldn't you like to leave this kind of legacy? That boys and girls should experience what it's like to spend a week at summer camp, a camp that you've created for sheer enjoyment. In so doing, James Lyon spared no expense to ensure that any child who went there had a wonderful time. This is what the Honorable James Lyon did for children in the summer of 1929. His vision was that every child would be granted the gift of a wonderful summer holiday, which included at least a week-long stay at a beautiful summer camp, a camp that was designed especially for them. Although all children were on their summer vacations, this camp was intended for kids who wouldn't likely get the privilege of experiencing summer camp. The location would be situated on the shores of beautiful Lake Superior. In June of 1929, the Sioux Rotary Club graciously endorsed Mr. Lyons's boys camp. Mr. Lyons had proposed building a camp for 60 boys or girls, for which he would take on the running expenses. In addition, the Rotary Club and Kiwanis Club would bear the supervision and transportation expenses for driving the children to and from the camp. Alex Weems was secretary at the time and was instructed to write a thank you note to Mr. Lyons for his generosity. J.A. Hussey, another member of the committee that would have charge of the club, had met with Mr. Lyons that morning and was also pleased to accept James Lyons' proposal. On June 20, 1929, Mr. Lyons expressed that he hated the word underprivileged. He said it carried a tone of smugness and wanted to know why having a little money or not should have anything to do with a child spending a week in the sun by the waterside. He exclaimed, "If a man can afford to do something for his community, then he should do so." Some had referred to the children who would attend as underprivileged, but Mr. Lyons did not take kindly to the reference and said they were taking too high a tone. There would be nothing of a patronizing element at this camp. Mr. Lyons, who owned a cottage in Gros Cap, also owned the adjoining property of the proposed camp. He was the sort of man who was quietly at work doing community-minded projects. It was with this mindset that he had already acquired the 20 acres in Gros Cap. The construction of the camp was a building 18 by 42 feet long, which housed the kitchen and dining hall. Light was supplied to it from Mr. Lyon's own residence and functioned with the flip of a switch. The kitchen had a large hotel range and included an abundance of tableware, 600 table napkins, 600 pieces of china, and 400 pieces of cutlery, all within the gyprock walls that were painted and enhanced with floral decorations. Pure mountain water ran freely from the piping that was laid against the mountain. It flowed into a large holding tank, supplying water to the modern taps in the buildings. The sleeping accommodation was two large tents, measuring 20 by 36 feet. Keep in mind that the aim was to ensure perfect comfort for the occupants. Double flooring was laid so that it could be taken up and stored for the winter. Next was the supervisor's quarters, measuring 14 by 20 feet, complete with 8 beds. The other tents contained 70 beds and included every piece of bedding required for a wonderful sleep. Kids had access to a gorgeous beach for sunbathing and swimming. It was constructed on the bay-shaped waterfront, measuring 60 by 450 feet and measuring a depth of 4 inches to 4.5 feet. Even a boat launch was constructed not far from shore for taking children on boat rides. In fact, accounts of outings on the large cabin cruiser were recorded of going for picnics across the big water to Iroquois Point. Teeter-totters, swings, sports of all kinds, hiking, and swimming were fun-filled activities to enjoy at leisure, not to mention an all-you-can-eat mindset. It was a child's dream. There was even a bandstand with weekly concerts and a shaded picnic area for daily visitors to the camp. Directors and officers were carefully selected to work at the camp. Applications would be submitted by children who would not otherwise have an opportunity to attend such a camp during the summer. Mr. Lyons hoped that no child between the ages of 7 and 12 would be able to say that they had not had a pleasant summer holiday. The camp would be open for 9 weeks of the summer, with approximately 60 kids and camp supervisors each week. Children from the Sioux, Boy Scout groups, and the All People's Mission Girls were just some of the groups that were brought out to Gros Cap for a week of absolute fun. Mr. Lyons was hailed in a most positive light by campers and citizens of Sault Ste. Marie. James Lyons was described as one of the Sioux's most pleasant people, that he was indeed a friend of the children, and that he exuded a very kind public spirit. We can only hope to leave such a legacy of generosity and positivity. Each week, the Sioux St. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sioux Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more, remember this, columns here.